92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Today's second date update is brought to you by peer pressure. That's right. When you don't even want to go out on a date with somebody, but your friends really want to know why, and they pressure you into doing a second date update, that's a little bit of peer pressure. Kate is on the phone with us. Her email actually said this. Hey, guys, I went out on a date with a guy named Chris. I'm not that interested in getting a date with him, but my friends met him, and they want me to do a second date update with you. So can I do one? The answer is, of course. It's a lot different than most of the second date updates we do. But Kate, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, my God. I just see you telling your friends, fine, I'll do it.
Pretty much.
Okay.
So tell us about the guy that you don't really care about calling today, but your friends do.
His name is Chris. And, I mean, he was really nice. There's nothing, you know, terrible about him. We just really did not click whatsoever.
Okay. So why do your friends want to do a second date update so bad?
Here's the story about how our date went. We met online, but we met up at a bar, and my friends were there for support, as they do. And I don't want to be mean, but he's really super nerdy.
Okay.
And I am not.
Okay.
We had nothing in common. He wanted to talk about, like, sci-fi TV shows he watches and like weird books he read in college. It's just like nothing that I was interested in.
Did you, when he walked in the door and you saw him for the first time, did you immediately think this is not going to work?
The first time I laid eyes on him, I actually was hoping it wasn't him because I never saw his picture online. So I didn't know what to expect. And,
oh,
yeah.
No.
It sounds like you hate this guy.
Yeah.
No, I don't hate him. It just wasn't a good match for us.
Okay.
Why would your friends ever think that you should pursue this then if you are not attracted to this guy whatsoever?
It's like a joke?
Like I said, they were at the bar with me, and they even were going on about how on the date he was so into me. He was buying me all the drinks and trying to, you know, touch my arm and being really flirty with me. And then their curiosity is, you know, going crazy right now because it's, you know, it's been a week and he hasn't reached out to me at all.
So it's,
and I've actually been kind of curious too.
So it's more of, hey, this nerdy guy was super into you and now he's not calling you back. Who does he think he is?
I don't like you, not the other way around.
Yeah. Is that what this is about?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Oh, my. So if we call him and we find out he's just been busy or something and he actually does want to go out with you, are you going to want to go out with him?
No, I absolutely don't want to go on another date with him.
Oh, my gosh.
What
do we do then?
I just want to know why he didn't call me back.
So it's just confusing to you why a guy who would be, well, confusing to you and your friends, I guess I should say, why a guy who seems to be totally into you is blowing you off.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Have you tried to get a hold of him at all?
No. Oh, gosh, no. Yeah,
right. Why would you?
Oh, my God. I feel like you should leave this person alone. You're, like, picking on him at this point.
I already feel bad for him.
Don't feel bad for him. He's the one not calling me back.
Yeah. Who does that? Let me ask you a question. When you meet up with dudes and you go out on dates, do they always get back to you?
I mean, yeah, they do. I mean, I'm a good catch.
Okay.
But maybe, I mean, what if this guy's just not an idiot and it was very clear that you weren't interested in him, so he's not wasting his time on you?
That's not an excuse. He should have taken the chance.
Okay, well, we'll play a song, come back, get this guy on the phone, and find out why in the world he wouldn't be calling you back.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
The best way I can describe the second date update today is this. Imagine you go for a job interview and you're really super qualified, like overqualified for the job. Like you shouldn't even really be interviewing for it. Like they'd be a fool not to hire you. And then they don't call you back for a second interview and you're like, what the f***? How could I possibly not get a call back? This is ridiculous. And then you're like, what did I do wrong? I have all the qualifications. Why is that job blowing me off? That's ridiculous. I should be the one to go, no, thank you. I don't want to work there. I got a better, higher paying job. Well, that's what happened to Kate. She met a guy. She didn't really like him very much, but now he's not calling her back, so she just wants to get him on the phone and find out why. As a matter of fact, she doesn't even want to get him on the phone. Her friends pressured her into doing a second date update. Is that a pretty accurate way to describe it, Kate?
That's exactly it. I'm kind of curious, but my friends are really curious. Oh,
do you feel, I mean, you guys kind of sound like the cool girls club picking on the dorky kid in high school right now. You realize that?
We're not picking on him. We just want to know what's his deal. Why is he not calling me back?
Yeah, I'm so confused, too. You know, after talking to you for a few seconds, I wanted to call you for a date, you know? So we'll dial the phone number right now and see if we can get him on the phone, okay?
All right. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Chris.
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Chris, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
What?
This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry, why are you calling me?
I'm calling you because we recently got an email from one of our listeners. They asked if we could get a hold of you.
Why would someone email you about me?
Because I guess you're a pretty fabulous dude and they'd love to see you again.
Are you guys messing with me? What is this?
No. One of our listeners sent us an email and asked to get a hold of you because you guys went out on a date and then you didn't call her after the date. So she's wondering why, like if she did something wrong.
I mean, the only date I've been on in the past month was with this girl named Kate. Is that what you're talking about?
Maybe.
Well, is it or isn't it?
It is, actually. Yeah, Kate wanted us to get a hold of you.
Wait, are you serious?
I am 100% serious. Kate emailed us and is wondering why you haven't called her after you guys met up.
That's awesome. Okay.
awesome in a good way or awesome in like a...
No,
that's
a
awesome.
Great way.
Okay.
No, that was... I gotta tell you, hands down, that was definitely the best date I've ever had.
Really?
What? Oh, no.
Yeah.
The best date you've ever had, but you haven't called her. So usually I follow that up by calling the person or texting them and asking them out again. Why haven't you done that?
No, I did. I sent her a message on OkCupid.
Oh, you did?
On the dating website.
Yeah.
Okay.
She had just opened the email. She'd know that I was working on something, you know?
Okay. So is that what you want me to tell her then? You're busy with work and you'll get back to her when?
Well, as soon as I'm finished, I think it's going to take a few more days. I'm not sure. I mean, I would rather talk to her myself, but...
So you just, like, you're working all night long because your job is that demanding or something?
No, it's not. I just think that I want to finish something, you know, that's a really nice gesture before I reach out to her.
A nice gesture?
What do you mean?
Like some pics? Like a photo shoot or something?
No,
it takes
yeah.
all day? Multiple days to get one of those right?
What kind of gesture are you talking about?
I'm talking, this is going to sound corny, I've been writing a short story about our date.
You've been what? Wait, what did you say?
I've been writing a short story about our date.
A short story?
That you're going to have her read or you're going to try to publish?
No, I just really want to, you know, like get it out of my heart, you know, and show her what I really feel.
Oh,
what's, is it a book or?
No, it's a short story. You know, it might be a short film. You know, I might write it into a screenplay one day.
What's it about?
Wow.
It's about our first date.
What was so great about your first date that it inspired you to write a story?
Well, if you don't mind, I can just tell you a little bit about it right now, like the rundown of the plot.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, it's about, like, obviously, boy meets girl, against all odds, sort of love story, you know. On one side, you've got, like, this guy, you know, he's a college-educated, driven, you know, he's funny, people like him, you know, he's charismatic.
And that's the you character, obviously.
Obviously, that's me.
Okay.
All right.
And on the other side, you know, you have the girl, you know, this beautiful, beautiful mess, you know, that's...
Beautiful mess?
Oh, no.
She just kind of looks like, if I'm going to be honest, like she's been around the block.
Okay.
What does that even mean? How does a woman look like that?
It's against all odds, you know? It's like two sides of the track. Like two opposite faces of a coin. Like
right.
How much more different can someone be?
So you're saying that you are a very successful, smart man, And she's just a mess who's been around.
She sounds like a hooker from the way you're describing her.
A beautiful hooker.
Like it's Pretty Woman all over again.
I mean, I guess it does have, you know, like shades of Pretty Woman, you know? But like, the good parts only. But, you know, I do have a title, a working title.
Really? What is it?
Dirty Girl.
Dirty Girl. This is the romantic gesture that you've been planning on giving her.
Yes, absolutely.
What? Do you think that calling her basically like just a wreck and comparing her to a prostitute like in Pretty Woman and calling it Dirty Girl is going to be a good thing?
Okay, I didn't say Pretty Woman. You guys said Pretty Woman, all right? I said shades of Pretty Woman.
Got it.
And she's not a prostitute. She's a girl that's lost her way. Mm. You know, a guy comes into her life and, you know, he saves her. And I'm really glad you guys reached out to me because, you know, I wasn't sure if she was going to get back to me or if I should reach out to her. Yeah.
Well, you actually kind of have reached out to her.
Yeah, I've been listening the whole time.
What? Wait, Kate, is that really you? Hey.
Are you delusional? Were we even on the same date?
What's the matter?
What? Do you really not understand what the problem is? Were you not listening to what you were saying out loud?
Of course I was. What, you didn't like it?
Oh, my God. You really thought that I would like what you wrote?
Yeah. Has anyone ever written a romantic novel for you before?
Not one where I end up being a prostitute, a dumb prostitute, and the guy is some college-educated smartass.
I never said dumb prostitute. I never said dumb prostitute.
That is true. We made the prostitute comparison with Pretty Woman, but that's what it kind of sounded like to us.
Thank you.
I am just shocked that this is happening. I am so out of your league, by the way. I hope you understand that.
Yeah, of course you are, and that's why the story's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sure you've been with plenty of men, and you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm totally cool with that.
You're not helping your case, Chris.
Oh, my God.
Kate, you've got to see at some point. I mean, he is romantic at heart. He's a little naive and doesn't exactly know how to talk to women, but it's a little sweet.
I am just so offended right now. I don't know what to do. No one has ever talked to me like that before. No one has ever said those things to me before.
I think what you have to do is go out on another date with him. Chris, would you like a second date with Kate? We will pay for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
No second date. That's not happening.
But Kate, you're the one that wanted us to call him in the first place. So this could be a successful second date for you.
I don't want to give him any more material for his novel about me being a dumb prostitute. So, no way.
Listen, I just need you to read this story, okay? I think if you read it, everything will be explained and you'll understand everything.
Chris, I'm sorry, man. I don't think Kate is going to see your point of view on this one.
Kate, I want you to know that no matter what happens today, you will always be my dirty girl.
Lovelier words have never been spoken, have they, Kate?
It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
A text in at 78592. It says, that guy is definitely a weirdo, but that girl is not much better. Yeah. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning talking about today's second date update. This girl, Kate, wanted to call a guy named Chris. They went out on a date, and she was just amazed that he wasn't calling her back. They actually kind of met at a bar and everything else. Mm-hmm. And they hung out, and she's like, dude, I'm way out of his league.
Yeah, poor
Why
guy.
Is he not calling me? She didn't even really care that much if she got a date. It was more that her friends put her up to it and said, you have to do a second date update to find out why this guy would not call you back because you're the bee's knees. Yeah.
The bee's knees. So suddenly they're in the 1920s.
Yeah.
We
got him on the phone, and it was kind of weird because he said, no, I want to call her back, but I'm writing a short story about her, and I wanted to present it to her when we went out on our date.
It was such karma, though, you know? Like, she was so stuck up about herself.
Yeah. That's great. And the story, he said, was about how a smart, like, well-educated dude meets a beautiful mess of a woman.
Who's been around the block a couple of times.
Dirty girl.
Yeah. And it was called something like Dirty Girl. He had, that was the working title. She was offended by that, obviously.
Of course.
A lot of texts in at 78592 that says, I'll go out with him. I'm a romantic like that. So apparently that wouldn't creep that person out, that the dude was writing a short story about her. Another text that says, whatever girl hopes for before Valentine's Day, you'll always be my dirty girl.
Yeah.
And we're also getting lots of texts in. Earlier in the show, at about 7:10, we did a survey of Americans that talked about how the little things that piss people off.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and one of those was when people use pet names when they don't know you, like sweetheart or buddy or things like that. And Brooke made a comment, like, it's so condescending when people say sweetheart. And Jose and I were like, dude, you do that all the time.
Which
to
I didn't realize.
Yeah,
it's one of
you
those
really
things
do.
Where you don't realize you're doing it, and then now I can't stop hearing it in everything.
And we're getting a lot of texts in at 78592 from the second date update because Brooke called the guy sweetheart while she sweetheart.
But it was like I felt like we were connected, you know, and it wasn't meant to be condescending.
That worked out.
A lot of heart for him, man.
That worked out perfectly, I guess. Proof that you do that. Or remember, if you want a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Moving 92.5.